in the sense that I don't want to, you know, I want, but no, no. What I mean is I'm not afraid. Well, I want to say, what a way in which I fear God. I guess I don't have any fear because I love it. But I do fear him in a sense, you know what I mean? Because he's great, powerful, to be feared, you know? But my love for his, the things of God is so great. My fear would be, I guess my only fear would be, yeah, that I wouldn't be of him. And that I would run in vain, you know what I mean? Like that I would try to obtain these promises, try to believe in these promises, and then I would somehow fall short of it. That, I fear that. I have faith that it's not going to be so. But like to me, that would be like a nightmare. You know what I mean? But you know, but maybe it's because my love isn't perfect. Because perfect love will cast out fear. But it is right that men should fear God. You know? The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. But the end of all things is love. You know? We're going to be, God is going to be all in all. I'm going to be one with God. I'm going to be a son of God. And, you know, once I'm grown up in him and I do all things that are pleasing to him, I don't know, maybe there'll be no more fear of God left. The fear of God is for sinners, I suppose. And while I'm in sin, I need to fear him. Lest I should leave something behind, you know what I mean? Lest I should take it all for granted. I would fear taking it for granted, you know? To me, I guess in a sense I look at it as almost hypothetical fears. If I, because in the doctrine, if I have all the true love of God, I'm not like afraid of him because I do all of it. If I am truly built up in Christ, in the image of Christ, when I come to that point, I have nothing to fear. Perfect love casts out all fear. Fear has torment. You know, like, oh. So as long as I fear, I'm not made perfect in love. So as long as there's doubt and fear and so on and so forth, the love is not perfect. So I can see that. And ultimately, I think that I suppose even then the fear of God passes away. Maybe I'm wrong. But when love is made perfect, because love abideth, you know. Can you imagine the eternity when we're one with God? And death hath no power over us. We walk as he. We are one. You know, we are the same mind. You know, what do you think? We're afraid of him now? I don't think so. But love just eats it all up. You know? No fears. Just love. We love him because he first loved us. You know, John keeps repeating that. Verse 19, we love him because he first loved us. The only reason I love God is because he loved me first. I couldn't love God unless he loved me. Unless the God I love isn't true. And I know there's a lot of people who think, Paul, you love a false God. The God you speak couldn't be true. Because of their itching ears. It can't be right. It doesn't feel good. Because it can't be right because I can't love that God you teach, Paul, the God you teach, I can't love that. It's not in me to love that, so it can't be true. And as long as I don't perform miracles, they'll be fine. Because they'll say, you're just reprobate, Paul. You're just a complete, you're a dummy. What else to say? You know, I've had harsher things said, believe me. Go on my website on the Arnold Murray page and see all the things that have been said against me. Throw yourself in front of a bus. That's what they've said. Yeah. Cast yourself down, for it is written, he shall bear his angels up with you. As if Jesus would throw himself in front of a bus. I like that one, though. It's like, you know, hey, throw yourself into the Arnold bus, you effing this. Yeah, but you know, that's not persecution. That's just disagreement, really. You know, God love him, you know. I pity him, because it's like, I kind of laugh. It was more fun receiving that letter than a lot of them, really. but they don't know what they're doing. Verse 20. Oh, yeah, here's the verse I was trying to quote before. See, I didn't even know where it was, and it was in this chapter. I don't just make that up. I mean, I really don't know where I'm going, except that the Spirit of God leads me. And I've studied, but I'm not, you know, I'm not a prodigy or something. I don't have, like, all this. I've memorized every book of the Bible. I've memorized a couple. But even then, I kind of grow forgetful sometimes. There's one point I could have recited the book of Revelation. Now, well, I don't know. If I got kicked, I'd have to sing it probably to, and I'd probably get lost now and then, right? You know, but it's all in there. And the Spirit of God can call to remembrance at any time. If a man say, I love God, and hateth his brother, he is a liar. For he that loveth not his brother whom he hath seen, how can he love God whom he hath not seen? You don't love your brother, and how can you say you love God?
I love God, but I hate my brother.
Apostle says, nah, you can't say that. That's why God gave us brethren, and even enemies. So we would have challenges to love. He wanted our love to be made strong, built up. And this is the way he ordained that it would be done through this life. Through this commandment, through his Spirit. Verse 21 to finish the chapter. And this commandment have we from him, that he who loveth God, love his brother also. You love God, then love your brother. Because ultimately, God is going to be all in all. We're going to spend eternity together. If you can't love your brother, then you just don't have any hope in God. I know, sometimes our brothers don't do the best things. But what about us? God loved us while we were yet sinners. While we did things against him. Spoke words against him. I taught doctrines that were contrary to the truth. And God was patient with me. He suffered long. I mean, God knows how much speaking I did and damage I might have done to the truth. And there are those probably to this day who speak evil of the way of truth because of the things I have said and done. But God, if I'm of God, he's putting up with me. So how can I look at my brother, though he be sinful? And why I even, you know, I mean, obviously, look at the way Jesus was with his enemies, right? But he also loved his enemies, and he told us to love our enemies because we don't know the way he knows.